Good morning here on the Mighty 690. Matt Jordan here with you, and it is 10:10 on a Thursday, which means we talked to Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals for our shelter report. Good morning, Becky. I'm doing good, trying to stay as cool as possible with the heat wave we've been, you know, suffering through for the last, what feels like years now. Well, you know, probably normally she would have been struggling a little bit, but now that she's an indoor dog, she just lays. She has found, we have a spot, our AC has been struggling to keep up with the weather, so James let us use one of the he has a portable AC unit, and it blows in our bedroom, and then I have a fan that blows from our bedroom out into the hallway into the living room, and right there in front of the door to our bedroom is also a vent on the floor, and she has found this spot right there where she lays, and the fan blows on her from behind, and then she lays her head right over that vent, and it is like her little perfect spot in in the house. So
isn't that great?
Yes.
And so you all just step over her and
yes.
let her have her spot,
yep.
correct?
Yep. She just lays there, and she doesn't mind us stepping over her. She's just like, yeah, you guys can go around. That's all right. I'm good here. Thank you. So.
Well, bless her heart, because, you know, her ancestry is not 100-degree weather.
No.
It's more maybe 50 below way
yes.
back when.
But yes.
Anyway, being the breed she is, it's nice to know she's enjoying the
yes.
cool weather.
She likes
the cool temperature inside.
She likes being inside, and like I said, she's found that little perfect spot for her.
Cool.
So.
That's just cool. Well, I have a couple of I think good stories to start off our report. I'm hoping the radio hangs in with us, because I sure want people to know. Back on August the 12th, we had a dog come into the shelter, and she had a very badly infected back. It was one of her hind legs. I think it's on the right side, but I'm not sure. But it was a hind leg, very, very badly infected. So Danny took her in to see Dr. Holman, and Dr. Holman said it's dead tissue. It the leg must be removed. But because of her age, because she's just a pup, 6 months at best, we think, she said she'll be fine. She'll learn how to motivate on her three legs, and she's healthy otherwise. I think we should go ahead and amputate and give her a chance. So that's what happened. And her name is Heidi. Well, good news. As of yesterday, Heidi, not only is she healthy, but she's adopted. A nice young couple came in. They've got a great big yard for her to play in. Apparently, they came into the shelter and looked around, you know, tried to make some choices, and came back to Heidi and said, we want her. So happy ending for Heidi, lots of happy endings, because she not only is she healthy now, but she was quickly in and out of the shelter, and she's found a lovely home. So that's a feel-good story to start your day off with, and she's a beautiful dog. She kind of looks like she's got some husky in her, honestly. I don't know what she is. But so that's my first happy story. The second one is about the clinic, the free spay and neuter clinic that Coffeyville Friends of Animals and the city partnered with to put on this clinic. And the way it worked is you had to fill out an application, and they took as many as they thought, you know, funds would allow. And then through the veterinarian clinic here in town, they schedule appointments. So the last number that we have right now, there's been 60 dogs either spayed or neutered. We've got 30 more to go. So the first 90 that was accepted are being cared for. We found out yesterday, earlier this week, in talking to the city, that we have funds still available. We didn't go through all of our funding, so we're going to be able to put this clinic on again. Now, it's probably going to be sometime in the future, because, like I said, there's 30 more out there that need to be taken care of, and the clinic is working with doing the scheduling. But good news is funding's available now that we can continue this clinic and do it again. So great news when we're sitting here looking at a shelter that's bursting at the seams with animals. So I wanted to share that with everyone and let them know that we are making a dent, maybe small. We're making a dent in our population, overpopulation of animals.
That's great to hear. I know, Yeah, I mean, 90 dogs, that's, I mean, that's a sizable chunk. So, especially if we can get some more in there. And I love, because I think the people, that's where we take Bella, is over there at that clinic. Mm-hmm. And the people over there are great. So I know that those dogs are being well taken care of when they go in there for those appointments.
And not only are they spaying or neutering, but they're also making sure their vaccinations are up. That is also a rabies. They're doing the rabies, their vaccinations, and then lysine, making sure they are now licensed with the city. And that was kind of the city's thought behind all this, was number one, lower population, but number two, let's get these animals in Coffeyville licensed, so if they do escape from your house and they are running, they can look at that tag and quickly look the tag up and get the dog back home. And maybe the dog won't even be taken to the shelter. It'd be much more efficient to get the animal back home. So that was their other goal. So I'm hoping that's working out too. But yeah, it's great to have this going on, and it will continue. So, and to remind people, it had to be people living within city proper for right now because of the license type thing. And maybe eventually, you know, we can help out with the surrounding area also. But we, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, we also have a program in place that is for low-cost spay and neuter. And the way it works is we'll pay half of the fee for the operation. If there's other complications or something, that's on the owner. But we still have that program in place. And then if you've got some cats hanging around your neighborhood that are feral, you can come to the shelter, get a cage, trap that animal, and then that the spay, it's trap, neuter, and release. So it's TNR program, trap, neuter, and release. And that way these feral cats can be brought in. They'll spay, neuter them, and then you release them back to where they came from, but at least they're not reproducing. So we've made some, I think we've made some gains in trying to help control the population. It's just the number one thing, though, it's just spay and neuter your pet as soon as they're old enough, and then you're not faced with a dilemma. If you adopt from the shelter, your animal will be spayed or neutered because that's a requirement of the state of Kansas. If they're too young, you leave a deposit on top of the adoption fee, and then once the animal's taken care of, you get your deposit back. So anyway, we're trying. It's, as I said, obviously we're not winning because of the number of animals that are at the shelter right now. And I know just by watching Facebook, you see a lot of these, and these puppies that are being dumped are all about the same age. So I'm assuming these are the spring litters, you know, that people, and this is so wrong, but that's what they're doing, is these animals, these litters, and are being released out, and they're hoping someone with a kind heart takes them on. So hope that will stop one of these days, too. Okay, now, get off my soapbox and go on. The shelter is staffed 7 days a week, but they're only open to the public, like, Tuesday through Saturday. Well, they're finding that they're trying to do their work back in the back room, which is you've got the power washer going, and it's loud, and you can't hear, so they're locking the front, and then we feel like people are coming out there, and then maybe can't get in, but can't figure out why. So they're changing their hours to try to accommodate this problem and make it more convenient for people to come out to the shelter. So even though they get there, say, at 8 o'clock in the morning, they're going to not have public hours until 11:30 to 3:30. And that way, the door's open, it's unlocked, you can come in, and if you're interested in adopting, if you're taking out a donation, you just want to see what's going on at the shelter, those are the hours, and that is Tuesday through Saturday. So new hours, 11:30 to 3:30, Tuesday through Saturday. They are having issues with the telephone again. The 620-252-6060 is not working efficiently. I guess it's off more than it's on. So Facebook page, you have Coffeyville Animal Shelter Facebook. You can contact them through there. And then Coffeyville Friends of Animals, we have our own page, and you can always send a message to us through there if you have a question or you're wanting to know about an animal, you want to make some adoptions. So if you're interested in kittens right now, we have 14 cats and kittens available at the shelter. We had some new ones come in this week. Apparently a mother came in with some kittens, so we've got more kittens coming in. We've got a beautiful Elvira is a tuxedo that has come in. She's gorgeous. Luna has been with us for a while. We still have those five male yellow kittens that are as cute as a button. And there's also, we've got the Minx mix that we think he's got a bobtail. And like I said the other day, he didn't even have a tail. There's nothing back there. So he's just a slick guy with beautiful hair, has little tufts of hair coming out of his ears, black in color. He's a beautiful little guy. So if you're looking for a sweet little kitten or even an older cat, come out and see the cats. My list of animals that are, I did have another adoption to talk about. I almost forgot about her, Trixie. Trixie was adopted this week, and she was one of our puppies, and she will be going to a home out in the country, and she's going to have two other playmates with her, and the lady has adopted from us before. She's a super nice lady. She's, as I said, she's adopted from us. She's contributed to us, so we always love it when people that have been our followers come back and repeat that process of adopting from the shelter. So Trixie is off on her way to a wonderful home also. Then some of the dogs that I have available, same names, but gosh, they're good dogs. Just haven't found that right person yet. Mickey is our Calahuna. He's already fixed. He's brown with a white face. We have Todd and Copper. And if you go to Coffeyville Animal Shelter on theirs, they have brought the two of them in together so you can get a really good look at them. They're really pretty boys. They're white. One's kind of has more of a black spot going on, and the other one's got kind of more of the gray spots going on. But they're good boys. They're about 3 years old. They'd make someone some lovely pets. And that was Todd and Copper. Brownie is a female. She's about 4 years old. She's tan. She's kind of a chestnut color. I think she's gorgeous. She's got a white chest and such a good girl. Just hasn't found the right home for her yet. We also have some others that I've mentioned. There's some new names in there that are now available. When they come in, you know, you have to keep them on hold for a few days. But we've got puppies. We've got older dogs. It's wonderful, the dogs that are out there, but we'd sure like to see them not be with us and be in their forever home. So, as I said, if you want to come out and see what we have available, remember Tuesday through Saturday, 11:30 to 3:30. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. And needs, what do we need? Well, we're needing some puppy chow and regular dog food, and we're certainly going to need some kitten chow now that we've got some more kittens coming in, and the kitty litter. They like to use dryer sheets to help with the blankets because even though it's warm, they need something soft to lie upon, so we've got the blankets still going this time of year. Toys. They love their toys, but doggone it, they are so hard on them. They don't last long. So please bring toys out and gently use toys. We don't have to have brand new fancy things. We just something that they can throw in the air, they can chew on. That just gives them so much more interaction and not just sitting around twiddling their paws, because it can get kind of boring sometimes. But so those are probably the needs. And cleaning products, always Dawn is something that all shelters rely upon, as well as bleach. So, and old collars and leashes. I'll bring that up again when we're transporting these dogs back and forth to the veterinarian clinic. We don't always have a collar. But they're growing. Some of them are still pups. They're growing. They outgrow their collars. So we could use collars and leashes. And again, they can be used. We don't care. But those kind of items certainly come in very handy at the shelter. So I think that's kind of my spill today, Matt.
All right. Well, and toys don't last very long at my house either. So dogs, they go through them pretty quickly. So
they do. Yeah. Oh, and treats. Did I say treats too? Because they
always,
you know,
the treats.
I don't know if I didn't say treats, but treats and toys are, guys, those are popular items at the shelter. Let me tell you.
Yeah. All right. And then I like Todd and Copper. That's a Fox and a Hound reference. So
it sure is.
I like
Isn't
that.
Cute?
Yeah. That's good.
I like that. And then, you know, we've had a brownie before, and the brownie we had before was also tan in color, and she was one of those dogs that came in and was so shy. She was honestly afraid of her shadow, and it took our staff months to win her confidence and get her out of her shell, and they worked, and Danny's daughter lives in Arizona. She came to visit, and she took pictures, and it'll make a long story short, a friend of hers in Arizona said, we want that dog. So on her next trip, she took the dog back to Arizona,
and
Brownie is doing fantastic, and they've rescued another dog, so she now has a buddy. So another very happy ending. the thing about Goldie or about Brownie was she didn't really, she wasn't warmy to two-legged people, but she loved friends. She loved those other dogs, and she would climb out of her fence, and she would go visit next door. And luckily, she always put, you know, friendly neighbors because nothing bad ever happened. But we could not keep her in her pen because she wanted to go visit everybody.
That's
so
great.
She was a sweet dog. So anyway, there's another happy story.
All right. Well, we love those. Love those happy stories.
Okay.
So,
okay.
All right. Well, appreciate you as always calling in and encourage people that if they've got room for it in their house or in their heart to go out there and maybe change an animal's life. So
that's right. Don't shop, adopt.
Yeah.
From the shelters, any shelter. I mean, well, ours is fantastic, but anytime you can rescue, you've done a wonderful thing. So thank you, Matt.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing from you next week, Becky.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That has been our shelter report here on the Mighty 690. We've got ONN Ag News next.